It's time for Dave Ryan's War of the Roses.
I feel bad for Sherry, but I want you to decide whether I should feel bad for her or if these things are her own fault.
You know, okay.
I mean, by hooking up with guys that keep on cheating. I don't know.
Maybe drawn to the bad type of guy. Like, there are signs there, and you're maybe ignoring them, and because we hate that this keeps happening to you.
So Sherry has been telling us that she's got an issue now with her current boyfriend. She thinks he's cheating, but she's got a history of paranoia and bad experiences with boyfriends. Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
Start off with, like, a couple of stories about how you have been cheated on, had some bad experiences before.
Okay. I've actually been cheated on, like, so many times that I'm so paranoid. I had a roommate that lived in an apartment above my garage.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend would sneak out of my bed in the middle of the night and go bang my roommate. And I caught them one night. I woke up in the middle of the night and he wasn't there. And I went down to the garage and there they were together.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I have another time when I saw these, like, kissy faces on my boyfriend's phone.
And this is a different boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And someone was texting him kissy faces, and I confronted him about it, and he said, oh, she's just a friend, and she's just really affectionate. And he lied, and he was cheating.
God.
Okay. And then,
oh, and there's another one.
And then another boyfriend, I just had the suspicion that he was cheating, and he said he didn't. He said all he did was sex the girl, kiss her, dry hump her, and f*** her. But they didn't do anything more.
Okay, you know what? I could have gone without that last one. It got progressively worse. Sexted, kissed, and then it got
dry
progressively
worse.
Yeah, I didn't even like that term. It's
no?
just a gross term.
I mean.
And then the last one, but did he claim, well, hey, no big deal, that's all we did?
Yeah, we didn't go all the way.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said they never had sex. He just, you know.
Number one, I don't believe him. Number two, that's still not good, whether it's technically sex or not.
Okay. And by the way, after hearing these stories, I understand the paranoia.
Yeah, I'm super paranoid.
How old are you? Because if you're like 22 years old and this has all happened to you, that's a lot to take in 22 young years.
I'm 22.
You are 22. Good guess on that one. Okay. So what's the latest? Because I'm looking at your email here, and it doesn't sound like you know he's cheating, but tell me what's going on with this one.
Okay, my current boyfriend takes ADHD medication, and one time I caught him cheating, and he said that he was just off his meds, and I forgave him, you know, I just, like, forgot about it, and I just is like, okay, that's stupid, it's fine. But now he's acting like in a similar way, and I actually counted his pills and he hasn't been taking them. So if he's off his meds again, then he's probably cheating again.
Okay, do we buy that's okay to be, I don't know anything about ADHD
either.
Meds.
I know, I feel like, hasn't Steve taken stuff for that before or something similar?
Oh, totally, yeah.
That would never be like an excuse. That's just supposed to like help you focus. So you would think, I don't know.
I don't know enough about it. I think if you want to use it as an excuse, then it's about as good as an excuse as, oh, I just made out with her and sexed her and then did this. All right. Well, here's what we can do. We can call him and we can offer him the roses and see if he wants to send roses to you or to somebody else. And we'll trap him, like we do every week on War of the Roses, into coming up with a name. If it's your name, then that's probably good news. If it's not your name, then we're going to find out who it is and what's going on and whether he has an excuse. Here's the good news. It sounds like every guy you catch cheating, you pretty much dump him except the last guy. Except
this guy.
Yeah.
This guy, yeah.
Okay, but every other guy, you dumped him and you didn't let him come back, it sounds like?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That seems that there might have been a couple of exceptions, but okay.
Okay, stay there. We will make the phone call in a second on War of the Roses. Now, what do you think? Here's a guy who cheated before, and he says it was because he was off his ADHD meds, and so she forgave him. Is he still cheating? Because he's off his meds again, mm-hmm. not taking them regularly, and he's acting kind of weird. Is there anything, do you wonder...
To that.
Is it? I mean, yeah, is that a thing? I don't know anything about it.
I don't either, but I just, it doesn't feel like that's a thing, so I don't know.
All right, call me at 651-989-KDWB and let me know. Then we'll do part two of War of the Roses in just a second on KDWB. War of the Roses on KDWB. Before we make the phone call, let's find out what you think. Is he going to cheat? I mean, he said he was off his ADHD meds, and that's why he cheated, because he's not himself or something. Sadie says, nuh-uh. Sadie says, that's a bunch of BS. What's up, Sadie?
Hi, guys. So I have ADHD, and I'm also on medication for it. Going on for a day or even a week, it's not going to affect your morals at all. Like, that has no control over it.
But what a great excuse, though. I mean, no, somebody texts, no, Sadie, you're missing out on an opportunity to do all kinds of irresponsible things like not pay your taxes, or I'm going to stop taking, if I take fish oil, for example, you say, I forgot to take my fish oil today.
Oh, so
therefore, that's why I'm late.
Okay.
And came into work with no pants on.
What?
Abby's over in Shakopee. So what do you think? Does she have a valid, or does he have a valid excuse for being off his meds and cheating?
No, absolutely not. I fully agree with what Sadie said. I also take medication for ADHD, and when I don't take my medications, I am very forgetful, but I forget things to do like chores or, you know, grocery shopping. You don't forget that you're in a relationship with somebody.
Okay, I'm calling a little BS on you because you said you forgot to do chores. That feels a little made up, too.
What? No, like, I'll start them, and then I stop.
Okay.
Then, you know, it's back and forth.
I gotcha.
Okay,
on your way to unload the dishwasher, you stop to see if anybody called you. I got it. Okay.
like, all right.
So let me ask you, Tammy, she's been cheated on over and over, and now she was cheated on by her boyfriend who said that he was off his meds, his ADHD meds, so he's not responsible for it. Now she's noticing that he's not on his meds regularly. Is he going to cheat? And what do you think, Tammy?
I think that a lot of the ADHD kids or people who have it, my son has it, impulse control is one of the biggest ones.
Okay.
I don't know that it would go with the whole cheating, but, you know, she kind of sounds like me where, you know, you keep picking the same kind of people hoping the outcome is going
to
be different.
Well, that's what I was actually, we got a text that says, I have to wonder, for people who are constantly cheated on, are they just finding the wrong people over and over? Or is there something they do that makes it easy to cheat or makes people look for pleasure from other people?
That's a good question.
I think sometimes people are easy targets.
Yeah.
That's a whole other discussion.
It is,
we'll
I
have
know.
To talk about that sometime. We should make a note about that. Why do you get cheated on over and over and over? Mm-hmm. I know so many women my age that are divorced and they're now single and they're looking for like a decent guy. And the guys are cheating all over the place. And I don't know. I don't know what that is. Last call before we make the actual phone call for War of the Roses up in Flake. It's Alexa. Hi, Alexa.
Hi.
What's your word on War of the Roses?
I actually have ADHD as well. So the whole idea of being off my meds and cheating is not a real thing.
No, not a real thing. So it's not an excuse.
No.
So there's no correlation.
It is very possible then that he is cheating. Let's make the phone call right now on KDWB for part two.
And we'll get you the dozen long-stem romantic roses. Tyler, I need a first and last name for the person you'd like us to send these out to.
Okay. Rachel.
Okay. Got it. And Tyler, you can attach a card with a note if you'd like. What would you like that to say?
The note? Like I can say anything I want? Okay. Hi, Rachel. Thank you for the pizza that we had, and we'll have mushrooms on it next time, because she kind of wanted mushrooms. I didn't know that about her. So,
was it cheaper pizza to get them without? I've known someone who's done that before. They called Dave. I had someone who called and ordered pizza before on a first date, and the girl could hear him on the phone being like, ordering all the things she wanted. And he's like, how much? How much is it without the peppers? How much is it without the mushrooms? How much is it? And so they got a cheese pizza.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I know. I just had cheese, and I didn't know she wanted mushrooms. So
Dave hates mushrooms on his pizza.
Well, you know what's interesting is he's probably wondering who Dave is.
Is he?
Yeah, he's probably wondering who Dave is and wondering where this phone call is going, because it started off with,
rose delivery.
With roses and a survey, and all of a sudden there's a guy named Dave on the phone. You're talking about pizzas and mushrooms and things like that. Well, it's going to get even weirder. Tyler, my man, how are you, Tyler? You doing all right?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm okay.
You ever had something just really bizarre happen to you? Like, just like, I don't know. You get a phone call from somebody and all of a sudden there's a guy on the phone and it just gets weird. You ever had anything weird happen to you?
Can you just, what?
Like, what, this is weird, like an elevator.
What's happening?
This is weird, like an elevator door opens and there's a unicorn inside. That's how.
Yesterday was National Unicorn Day. Did you know that?
Was it really? It's going to get. I'm just going to tell you this. You sent flowers to
Rachel.
Yeah. But listening in on this whole conversation, there's another person, not just the woman and me, Dave.
No.
But there's a woman named Sherry who claims to be your girlfriend on the phone.
What?
Yeah.
Sherry, say hi.
Hey.
Hey, babe.
Sherry's been listening because she's the instigator in all this. She put us up to calling you. We work at a radio station here in town. It's KDWB, and we called you to see if you would send roses to her or to somebody else, because I guess
you've been acting fishy.
She said you've been acting fishy. Explain to him why you wanted to test him on this, Sherry.
Tyler, I counted your meds, and I noticed that you haven't been taking them, and you've been acting really weird. Like the last time you were off your meds and you were cheating on me. So I called them to call you to find out if you were cheating, and it looks like you are with some girl named Rachel. Well,
but we've talked about this, right? I mean, we've talked about what happens, and you know that this is something I want to do with, like, the meds, and I'm sorry. I mean, it's not like I can control her or anything.
So what? Why are you? I mean, it's none of my business. But why are you not? This sounds really weird to me. Why aren't you taking your meds?
Yeah, why aren't you taking your meds?
Well, like, it's ADHD meds, and like, yeah. So what if I have ADHD? Like, when I'm on them, they're not good. So, like, they make me feel really weird, and I'm like, you know, it just feels like I'm underwater and that's why I want to get them off, you know, get off my meds, Sherry, which we've talked about this, babe, and you were supportive of it. Yeah, I didn't tell you I was going to start right away, but I figured, you know, no time like the present to, like, fix it. And so then we have to deal with the side effects, babe. And you know what I told you, like, I have poor decision making is one, and promiscuity. So there, like, it's okay.
Is this a legit thing?
Yeah, did your doctor tell you that was a side effect?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I went on the internet, so obviously I'm just trying my best here.
So you're telling me that
I don't want to be like, you guys just like hijacked everything and now I just feel like ganged up on. I don't like this.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that if you go off your ADHD meds, it leads to promiscuity and poor decision making, and you know, because I mean,
to support him, Sherry.
Yeah.
Sherry, I would get on the Google really quick and see whether that's legit or not. If it is,
well, it's not like I want to do this stuff. It just kind of happens.
If it is legit, which is not, by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not even close to one. I can tell you that's not legit. I would just say peace out, Sherry. Come on.
Yeah. No. Tyler, you're just lying. I know you're not even. If you were really serious about weaning yourself off, you would have talked to me about it.
Babe, if you're really serious about, like, supporting me, like, we would be able to deal with this. You wouldn't, like set me up. Like, this is, talk about lying. Like, you, what the hell?
I'm just playing your game. You're lying, so.
I'm not playing any games. I'm just trying to get better, you know?
No, we're done. Good luck with your promiscuity and bad decision making.
Love it. What do you think? Your thoughts on War of the Roses? A lot of people texting about it. It's like, yeah, he's full of it. It's KDWB.
Someone said, this guy is so manipulative, she needs to dump him. Someone said, he's using the meds thing as a crutch. If he wants to go off his meds, he needs to consult a doctor.
Yeah.
But then he won't have an excuse, Fallon. I don't think you understand the excuse. Is he wants to be able to cheat and have a good excuse. Like the one guy, what was it? He got abducted by aliens? Is that what it was? There's actually a guy on War of the Roses.
We've also had someone who, not just aliens, but claimed they changed because of the full moon.
Oh, my God.
Remember that guy?
Yes. Yes. Okay. We should go back. It would take a lot of work, and we won't do it, but we should go back and find the top 10 War of the Roses excuses of all time. Abducted by aliens. Another one was off the meds. What was the one you just said?
The full moon.
Full moon. There's been a ton. All right. If you want to do War of the Roses on your partner Or maybe you have some sort of special circumstance. You want to find out whether your sister's husband is cheating, something like that. Send us an email to ryanshow@kdwb.com.